This is Pulse 95. You're listening to the Halftime Show podcast.
Between Arsenal and Manchester City this weekend. It's going to be tomorrow. It's going to be Sunday the 31st. And it's going to be live on your TV. So we are going to be doing a preview on the Halftime Show of what to expect coming into this game. Now, before we start, it's Saturday that the Halftime Show is on. So you're probably listening to this on podcast, Apple, Spotify or SoundCloud on the Sunday morning ahead of this game. So we are going to break down where the teams are, what they need to do and who's going to be available for this team. Now, looking into this game week, we now have Arsenal, Liverpool and Manchester City as the top three. Each of them have played 28 games. Arsenal and Liverpool are on 64 points and Manchester City are on 63. Arsenal head down to the Etihad Stadium to face Manchester City in what could be a game changer perhaps for the season if a team loses. Manchester City are without defenders John Stones and Kyle Walker, who both suffered injuries on England duty. However, Manuel Akanji, Kevin De Bruyne, Matheus Nunez and Edison are all past fit to feature. On Arsenal's side, Mikel Arteta says there's a chance that trio Gabriel the defender, Bakayo Saka and Gabriel Martinelli will recover for this game, and David Raya returns after being missing against Brentford. So that's how it looks like. The head-to-head facts coming into this game. Manchester City will like to hear this because they've won 8 consecutive home matches against Arsenal in all competitions since a 2-2 Premier League draw in May 2016. However, the Gunners were victorious in the reverse fixture at Emirates Stadium in October, ending a 12-run win for City. So, try saying that 10 times. With Martinelli's goal deflected off Ake, that was the 1-0 victory, and it showed that Arsenal can beat Manchester City. Now, Manchester City are unbeaten in 38 matches at the Etihad, winning 33 and drawing 5. Pep Guardiola's side's also on a club running record of scoring in the past 57 home games in all competitions. Arsenal fans are probably dreading me saying this, but these are all facts. However, City haven't won in their last 5 of the top flight fixtures this season against sides currently in the top 5 of the table, drawing 3 and losing 2. Guardiola has beaten Arsenal 16 times in his Manchester City career, second only to his 17 victories against Burnley. Haaland Haaland has failed to score in his last 11 of his 16 appearances for club and country. And Kevin De Bruyne is too short of 100 goals in all competitions for City. On the Arsenal side, Arsenal fans, you can come back now. Arsenal have won 8 of their Premier League games in 2024, scoring 33 goals and conceding just 4. Mashallah, mum, before you say it. They've lost, they last won 9 top flight matches in a row between January and March of 2004 during the invincible season. The Gunners have won just once in 19 previous Premier League away fixtures against the defending champions, losing each of their last 5. Arteta has scored, his side has scored 5 or more goals in each of their past 3 Premier League away games, and they are vying to keep 4 successive top flight away clean sheets for the first time since May 2005. So that's a couple of stats on how the teams approach this when it comes down to the fixture on the weekend. Now, where will it be won? Rodri versus Declan Rice is definitely one that comes to mind. Erling Haaland versus Saliba, that's another one that comes to mind. And also the importance of Odegaard, Martin Odegaard, the captain of Arsenal, the silent assassin, and the way that he has played and Arsenal have played has been predominantly through him. So in today's game, we rarely have a number 10. However, what Arteta has done in this case is he's pretty much created an invisible 10 without having him in a system of 4-4-1-1. And because he's done that, it's the job of Declan Rice and Jorginho to break the lines by finding him in spaces higher up on the pitch to be able to create chances. And by doing so, if Odegaard finds space, he normally does double up on the right side of the pitch with Saka and Ben White. So the way that Arsenal play, City will be aware that they'll have to keep Odegaard quiet in order to nullify the danger. On the other side, Kevin De Bruyne needs no introduction. Arguably the greatest midfielder in the Premier League history, has always played well against Arsenal and will definitely know that he will be a key factor. So how will Declan Rice deal with him while Rodri dealing with Odegaard? So those are already a couple of things. The other thing that we've heard recently is the importance of Ederson, not just as a goalkeeper, but also as an outfield player. By him splitting the two defenders and allowing them to play, if you man mark, there's always one extra player because his passing range pretty much can kill any opponent. So Ederson will be vital and his return is super key to Arsenal versus Manchester City. So where will this game be won? And what are your predictions? Let me know. 4215 or slide into my DMs at Omar Duri. This question for you guys is, who is going to win the Premier League clash between Manchester City and Arsenal at the Etihad Arena? Let me know. Can't wait to hear from you guys. And we'll be right back with more after this break.
This is Pulse 95. Tune in live every Monday, Wednesday and Saturday from 3 p.m.